Hello and welcome to the Feminine Millionaire Show. I'm your host, Polly Alexander, and I'm a success coach, healer, creative, and future millionaire. If creating money and success in a spiritual and feminine way is your goal, this show is for you. Understand how to overcome your past, bring your soul's greatest gifts to the world, and uplevel your income, impact, joy, and happiness. Join me each week to be inspired and uplifted as you learn the business, mindset, energetic, and spiritual shifts you can make to create your own wildly abundant life and business. Let's all rise together. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Feminine Millionaire Show. I'm Polly Alexander, and today I'm going to be talking about 10 things that will stop you hitting six figures plus in your business. So raising your income, creating more abundance, doing what you love, these are some of my favorite topics. And today I'm going to shine a light on the things you don't want to be doing that are going to keep you earning less than you're capable of. So let's dive in. So the first thing is indecision. This plagued me for many, many years. So if you're the kind of person that notices you take a long time to decide on things, just be aware this is actually costing you money. So what happens when we spend an overly long amount of time on a decision? It stops us taking action. It stops us moving forwards. It stops us putting our work or our message out into the world. Yeah. And the whole process of growing a business is made of constant decisions. And so when we take a long time to make decisions, what happens is we slow down our progress. So it takes a lot longer to reach those goals that we dream of. So that's the first thing. The second, and this is particularly pertinent right now because I have been leading my groups each day this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I've been leading a different group. And in every one, I have berated people for doing this. So what is it? It's focusing on your website. I know it's so tempting. I did it myself. In year one of my coaching business, I spent ages deliberating over a beautiful website. It was so pretty, over the fonts, the line weights, the colors, getting it done. And it basically doesn't make you any money. Now, of course, we all want a website, but remember, if you're a service-based business, it's just a storefront. It's almost just like an online business card. Website itself won't actually market or sell you or make you money. And remember, nobody just goes to your website by accident. So you want to be focusing on where they're going to find you instead. I'm going to talk more about that in a moment. But focusing on your website can be a huge block that takes a lot of time and energy. And I've made this mistake many times, but I'm getting better year by year. Focusing on your website is not going to increase your sales. It's not going to get more people to know about you. It's not going to build connection with your ideal clients. It is literally just an online business card. So if you're starting your business or scaling, there's a lot of other things that you could be investing your time and energy in that will give you a better return on investment. So what should you focus on instead? Here's some examples. Getting clarity on what you offer, building connection, community, and relationships. An outreach to where your ideal clients are and giving value to them, enabling them to get to know you, just like you're getting to know me through this podcast and you're receiving value. Here are some of the things you could be focusing on. And by all means, add your website when you have done all of those. Okay, the third thing that will stop you hitting six figures in your business is overthinking, analyzing, weighing up the pros and cons, the advantages, the disadvantages. This is the sister of indecision. Clarity comes through action. Clarity comes through action. You might remember a few episodes back when I talked about trying to make a decision what to do when I left my corporate job. Should I do interior design? Should I do photography? I drove myself crazy with lists and lists, with analysis. I was in analysis paralysis, trying to find the perfect answer. In the end, I just picked one, and as I moved forwards, I got my answer. Clarity comes through action. As you move forwards, you will get the answers you need. Another analogy is imagine trying to steer a car that's parked. It's really hard to use your steering wheel to get the wheels to move, but the moment you get the engine running and start to drive, it's really easy to change direction, right? Okay, so number four, lack of boundaries. So these are things I'm sharing that I see the difference between people that are, say, making 20, 30, 50K in their business and those that are making 100 or 120K. And lack of boundaries is one of them. You will never get your to-do list done. You will always have more on your to-do list than you can accomplish. That's just how it is when you run your own business. That is the life of an entrepreneur. So you may as well just accept it and get used to it now. But the lack of boundaries creates an imbalance in your time. It creates overwhelm and it stops you being able to focus on what's most important and what will enable you to grow your business. So do you find it hard to say no to others? Do you have a tendency to say yes to everything and just kind of like feeling like Superwoman and doing it all? Or maybe you feel guilty saying no to people. Do you put other people's needs before your own? So you get to lunchtime or the end of the day and you find that you've been dealing with family's issues or kids or partners, other people's needs and demands. Or do you let work spill over into your personal time or rest time? Being able to create a successful business without burnout is dependent upon you having strong and clear boundaries. It is a journey, and with every boundary you bring in, you'll better be able to focus your energy in the direction of more success. Okay, so number five, the fifth thing that will stop you hitting six figures in your business is undercharging. Raising your rates is one of my absolute favorite topics to talk about. Being scared to raise your rates can be the difference between a 50K business and a 100K business. So imagine you are a coach charging 1.5K for your coaching program. If you just doubled that to 3K, you have a 100K business there and then with that one action. And I've helped many clients in my Thrive Mastermind take this leap. I have got one that just needs to enroll two clients a month now to hit a 7K goal. If she wants to hit her 10K goal, she can enroll three clients. And she started out charging 100 euros a session. She now charges 3.5 to 4K for her program. So raising your rates alone can take you to six figures. Another problem with undercharging is that you can be overworking. You can have too many clients in your roster and you end up exhausted and energetically depleted. Now, when you are energetically depleted, it's really hard to sign new clients. And this doesn't matter what kind of business you run. I work with a whole variety of businesses, from spiritual businesses, creative businesses, tech businesses, all kinds of businesses. But when we don't have the energetic bandwidth, the mental bandwidth, the emotional bandwidth for more, the universe is not going to bring us more. So another reason that raising your rates can be beneficial is that it allows you to take on less work or less clients and free up space to be creative in your business, to come up with new ideas, new offerings, new programs, new ways of doing things. Okay, number six, this is my personal favorite. Can you guess what it is? Hiding. This is probably the key reason that I didn't reach six figures sooner in my photography business. Visibility is one of the biggest reasons that amazingly talented people are not making more money, because nobody knows about them. Money has to find you. Money has to be able to see you. So if you're the world's best kept secret and no one can find you, money can't find you either. Yeah, money comes through people. Money comes through people. So the reasons for hiding are diverse. I talk and work on this a lot more in my programs. It's a big part of every journey I lead, every mastermind group I lead, every program I lead. A big part of it is to take my clients to a place of safety in themselves and being in the world. So number seven is confusion. If you're confused about what you offer, who you offer it for, how you offer it, if you're confused about what your message is, if you're not totally clear on why people buy your products or services and what the transformation is, you are going to be confused and you're going to struggle to know what to write on social media. You're going to struggle to know what to write in your newsletter each week. You're going to struggle with copy for marketing because of the lack of clarity. And confusion can also lead to you changing what you offer every 10 minutes. Does that sound familiar? Super common early on, so don't beat yourself up if that's you. But what can happen is that you feel confused about what you offer, so you keep changing it all the time. So generally, people are stuck because they don't know what to say. They don't know how to promote their business, they don't know how to market it. So when you have that clarity, it really unlocks you to be able to move forwards and to be able to promote and market yourself, which is essential to raising your income. So find your thing and stick with it. You don't have to do it forever, but you do need to stay with it long enough to really give people a chance to get to know you, know what you do, experience you, and build a relationship with you. And what you do will evolve over the course of your business. Sometimes it might be a 180 evolution or pivot. Sometimes it can be subtle needlepoint moves. But you have permission both to focus and to evolve. They're not mutually exclusive, but do find your thing and stick with it for as long as you need to until you've got clarity what's next. Okay, number eight is giving up too soon. I see this so much. It really takes time for things to get going and for the plane to take off, yeah? The physical world is denser and slower than the spiritual world, the world of energy. So we can have a vision and we can have a feeling, but it takes time to manifest into physical substance. As you become more accomplished at manifesting, as you shift your limiting beliefs that stop you being able to attract what you love, attract what you want more easily and more quickly, as you shift these things, you'll be able to make things happen from idea to physical manifestation quicker. But still, the physical world is denser and slower than the world of thought and of spirit. So it's going to take time. So don't quit too soon. Don't quit too soon. One of my favorite examples is when I put my rates up. I was a wedding photographer 10 years ago. And I was charging £3,500 for a wedding. And I knew in my heart it was time to go up. I was booking easily at this rate and I had more than enough work. And I knew 5K was my next level. So that's £5,000, about $7,500. But there was one problem. I only knew one person in the UK charging that, and he'd been doing it a really long time and seemed to be very well known in the industry. But I knew in my heart of hearts that I was worth 5K and that it was possible for me. So I put my new rates up, I published them, I started sending them out to inquiries, and I heard crickets. Nothing. And then person after person would write back and say, I love your work, but you're just out of my budget. You're just too expensive. For 6 weeks, I had to hold tight. I had to hold strong in my new rates, and I had to believe this was going to work and listen to no after no after no. And then on the Sunday of that 6 week, I got 3 yeses in a row. I got 3 yeses in a row. I held meetings and I got 3 yeses in a row, and I had my biggest committed day to date in a decade of running my wedding photography business. So do not give up too soon. Number 9, trying to do it all on your own. One of the biggest mistakes and one of the things that keeps you under earning. In order to go from 30 or 50K in your business to 100K, you're going to need to outsource some tasks to free up your time and energy. Nobody wants to double their income and burn out. And I'm very thankful and proud of saying that I have never burnt out in the journey of creating 2 businesses from scratch, knowing nothing about entrepreneurship when I started the first one. And doing it single-handedly without the support of family or a partner for much of that journey, and without any savings behind me. I'm proud to say that I've grown 2 businesses without burning out. So that old belief that you have to work hard for money, that has got to go. That old paradigm of, if I want to make more money, I have to work harder. You have to be willing to transform that. So start small with 1 or 2 hours a week. Some great places to start are with a cleaner. Always, always advocate, anyone that's worked with me in any of my programs, you should have a cleaner. You'll be fed up of hearing me say that. Your time is more valuable. There's something really amazing you can do with an extra 2 or 3 hours a week. Other things you can outsource include bookkeeping, surprisingly affordable. And let's face it, who loves to do bookkeeping apart from a bookkeeper? Post office trips, organizing couriers, anybody who has products to deliver, great thing to outsource. Editing your newsletter or scheduling social. These are things you can really easily and affordably outsource. Okay, number 10. Are you busy being busy? Are you busy being busy? I was so busy being busy when I started my coaching business. So busy. I wasn't even really booking clients. I was just busy being busy. Certainly wasn't busy marketing. And I certainly wasn't busy coaching clients all the time. I was busy being busy. Do you get bogged down in the details that don't matter? We all go through this phase. But when you find yourself busy being busy, but not making the money you want to, or not working with clients as much as you would like to, then this is an area to shine a light on. So my very first coaching client 7 years ago was a photographer called Katie Julia, you might know, if you're in the UK, photographer and painter. And in one of Katie's coaching sessions, she was discussing how hard she was finding it to complete a painting and how she just couldn't get it right. It just wasn't feeling right. And how could she resolve this and how could she move forwards? Because she was just stuck. And we explored that in detail. And what came out was that it was never going to be finished, because as artists, as creatives, as human beings, we change our mind all the time. What's perfect one day is imperfect the next. And How do you know when a painting's finished? It's finished when you decide it is. You can always go back and change things. So in that session, Katie made a decision to make 80% good enough and to release her paintings out to the world for exhibition, for sale, to bring joy to others once she was 80% happy. This 80% can be an absolute game changer. I put things out into the world when I'm 80% happy. I no longer wait for them to be 100%. I no longer invest all that extra time and energy that makes very little difference. When I was a photographer full time, I spent ages editing the wedding photographs. I get a photograph looking just perfect, and then 6 months later, I'd look back at that photograph and see things I'd missed and think, no, that should be brighter, or that should be darker. Oh, no, I wouldn't do that crop. I'd do a different crop. And I realized that perfect is totally subjective. Even in my eyes, even with an image I took and I edited, my perfect's different from week to week, month to month, year to year. So it's futile trying to chase the perfect because it just simply doesn't exist. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. Perfectionism changes. So I invite you not to get bogged down in the details that really don't matter, and stop chasing perfectionism and stop being busy, just being busy. I hope that's helped you today. I'll recap on the 10 things and then I have a really special invitation for you. So 10 things that will stop you hitting six figures in your business. Number one, indecision. Number two, focusing on your website first. Number three, overthinking. Number four, lack of boundaries. Number five, undercharging. Number six, hiding. Number seven, confusion. Number eight, giving up too soon. Number nine, trying to do it all on your own. And number 10, busy being busy. So what should you be doing? What's the mindset that will create six-figure years and eventually six-figure months, which is what happened to me in less than 6 years? What actions should you be taking and where should you be directing your time and energy? Well, I've given you a few clues during this episode, but I am running a free invite-only two-part masterclass during the month of August, specifically for five-figure female business owners whose goals are to hit six figures plus or 10K plus months in their business. You can apply for a place at pollyalexander.com/six, that's S-I-X, or click the link in the show notes to apply. But be quick. Be quick because it starts next week. So it starts on August the 13th. So make sure you'll get your application in pronto. There'll be a private Facebook community and a powerful live two-part masterclass where I'll be helping you get clear on what's the mindset you need and what actions do you need to take to grow your business to six figures. It's going to be really powerful and I can't wait to see you there if this is for you. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Feminine Millionaire Show. I look forward to meeting those of you who've signed up for my masterclass next week. And I'm going to finish with a really powerful quote. We've been exploring the topic of time this month in my masterminds. And there's a really powerful quote that I want to finish with, something to take forwards into your week. There is no need to rush. What is meant for you will always arrive on time. Sending you much love, presence, and abundance. And see you again next week.